TPE Network, fun yet informative podcasts.
I'm Hank Davis, and this is Podcast Gear News for April 2026, your monthly podcasting equipment news show. Rode introduced a slew of new products. Their top announcement was Sonora, an innovative studio-grade MEMS microphone technology that Rode says will underpin a new generation of professional audio products across its lineup. The actual tech is ultra-compact at just 4 millimeters by 5 millimeters. To the best of my knowledge, there's no sound samples floating around on the internet yet, but I really want to hear what this sounds like. Rode also announced the LPA-1 low-profile studio arm, which holds up to 4.4 pounds, the DS3 desktop studio arm, and the PodMic flag for customized branding. When using the PodMic flag, you can print out your own logo as a sticker and place it on the flag. And possibly their best announcement that stole the show announced for Windows and Mac, the Rodecaster Studio podcast app, which uses AI to speed up the production process. You can import local or cloud files, then allow the software to edit the files for you. It can even generate a title and summary automatically. It includes text and voice prompt editing as well. The app has organized output settings, which will deliver perfectly processed files for various platforms. I couldn't find any information on pricing so far, but I'm assuming this is going to be a subscription service like Descript or something along those lines. And with the calling service and now this, it does seem like Rode is trying to get their own, what I call Netflix service, where you're paying monthly on something. Because subscription services are a great way to increase your bottom line and have consistent revenue coming in month after month. Blackmagic's Fairlight Live makes it easy to design your own mixer with flexible audio workflows. Add, modify, or move input and buses at any time. You can easily change a four-host panel into a remote guest setup. Plus, there is an extensive native plugin library, EQ, dynamics, and support for third-party AU or VST plugins. I saw listed on there that you can potentially go up to 24 plugins per channel. Fairlight Live makes it easy to manage microphones, headphones, and mix-minus feeds. And for video creators, integrated audio follows video. Control links camera switching directly to the audio mix. Fairlight Live is currently free to download in beta. I put that link in the description. Not to be forgotten, Elgato released Wavelink 3.1. Version 3.1 offers more control over your audio effects, including giving each effect a custom name, with those names carrying over to the Wavelink Stream Deck plugin. You can now hide audio devices that you don't need. This can be achieved directly in the app. You now have the ability to use a cloud lifter without the software going into an auto mute because it thinks there's no microphone present. VSD audio effect plugin scans have been overhauled. You'll now be notified which plugins are causing issues if you're having repeated crashes. The software now keeps your drivers intact instead of reinstalling drivers on every update. When an update does include a new driver, the software will give you a prompt. Plus, there's been other minor changes as well. Link in the description so you can check out the release notes. Please make sure you're subscribed to either the YouTube channel or the podcast feed. And both links will be in the description. Another quick note for those of you who follow my other endeavors at tpenetwork.com. We are in pre-production on our next film. We're creating a fantasy horror film, and we're going to be filming that this summer, 2026, and it'll release in 2027. If you would like to join the community on that, please head to notscaredmovie.com. There are support tiers there where you can get your name in the credits and much, much more. And check out the social media account on Facebook or follow the TPE Network YouTube page and the X.com TPE Network account. Tons of updates coming on that. It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun, and I hope you'll join me with that. Sonnable announced Pure Level, an AI-powered level writer. Pure Level provides intelligent audio leveling to ensure consistent levels while keeping dynamics sounding natural. The plugin has a group feature for multi-track uses as well. If you're looking for a replacement for other leveling programs, it might be worth a try. Pure Level retails for $39, but launched at $25. And in my case, in the United States, I got it for $19. I couldn't pass that up. So I've used Levelator over the years. I've used compression to level things over the years. And I've used other leveling plugins. And I've never been really too happy with them because they color the sound too much. This claims it doesn't color the sound at all. So I'm going to give that a shot and test it out. And I will let subscribers to my free podcast tools YouTube channel know what my results are. The company Blue AVS, which is known for its budget-friendly HDMI capture cards, recently released the BlueCaster 2 USB audio interface, which has been in use on my desk for some time now. The BlueCaster 2 is 24-bit, 192 kHz, and features two versatile XLR quarter-inch combo inputs for microphones, instruments, or line-level sources. The device also has two mute and pad buttons, two headphone jacks, two quarter-inch monitor output jacks, loop back, three monitor modes, stereo, mono, and crossfeed, and LED meters to monitor gain. And lastly, Shure by Gator has a new low-profile desk mic boom stand in white. It attaches to any surface up to 2.17 inches or permanently attaches via the direct drill mount option. The mic arm provides nearly 3 feet of mic arm extension, silently rotates 360 degrees horizontally with a 90-degree upper vertical adjustment, and also has a magnetic cable channel. The mic arm retails for $139.99. Shure by Gator also has a couple of other microphone stands in white. The lightweight desk stand retails for $54.99, and the heavy-duty stand retails for $74.99. Coming soon, my review for the aforementioned BlueCaster 2 will be out soon. And please subscribe to the podcast and check out my upcoming movie, Not Scared. Thank you for listening to Podcast Gear News. I'll catch you next month.
TPE Network. There ain't nothing else like it.